surrendering to the light. We're moving into an advanced state of awareness that's bringing forth our evolved entry. So the more that we remember, it's so interesting where I'm babbling about coming from the Pleiades, the more we remember that we're not really evolving as much as reaching for the stars. In other words, we're tuning into our higher awareness, our higher self that is already evolved, that is already supreme. And what they mean by supreme is was we're moving out of the dense energy of 3D into 5D. This is really the most natural existence for each of us. So we want to pay homage and respect where it's due, because the more that we entitle ourselves to victory with ease, with grace, with substantiated, like the odds are stacked in our favor, the faster we'll join with our better half. So again, you know, when we think of twin flames and soulmates, what we're really doing is aligning to our twin self, so the divine feminine, the divine masculine. And this is what's being reported. This is what's being offered. This is what's like tailgating us. So just imagine as fast as you can walk, whether you're speed walking, running, whatever it is, you're really being tailgated in a very, very positive way. In other words, these energies are here really to take us over, to allow us to move into a relaxed state of higher awareness. So as you will receive a higher grace, and they just keep saying to infinity. The reason they keep saying that is we're always looking alive. In other words, we're always increasing our loveliness, our advancement. So in each moment, we have opportunity for greatness. Not greatness like we're greater than someone else. Greatness in that we really are our I am presence. We really are our whole self. In other words, we're leaving that feeling of separation and just looking at things from our own personal history, from that place where we're not all of it, and we're moving in a grand lifestyle into our holy occurrence. So our holy occurrence is we are already whole, we are already assembled, we are already gifted, we are already masters. So the reason we love that energy that the masters bring forth is we remember our own very nature, and it's like, that feels more like it. That makes me feel sane. This is more how I remember myself in my true understanding and in my true essence. So as you will receive your storehouse of blessings, the storehouse of blessings, we don't want to just be like, oh, I just need this much and send all of it to the warring countries. There's no scarcity. There's no like, there's just so much to go around. It's releasing an old paradigm, an old belief, an old consciousness, and moving into a life stream of love. So the life stream of love is the energy of love. It's the essence of love. It's like what everything really is. Everything is made of. So everything that's darkness is just the absence of the light. It's the absence of our holy remembrance. So when we turn on our own light, when we offer our light to one and all, what we're doing is we're solidifying our broadcast, we're solidifying our fate, because we're introducing ourselves to our own holy witness, our own holy exposure. So this is where we are heading to, where all is a certainty. And what they mean by certainty is it's already guaranteed. The reason it's already guaranteed is we are actually there. So we're broadcast, like we're tuning into the broadcast of what already is in existence. So they're asking us to just sort of play along with that increase in remembering that it's sort of like we have different realities or different parallel realities, different dimensional aspects of self. And so it's just a question of faith. It's a question of focus. It's a question of alignment. in which one seems more pleasurable. So in the past, pleasurable is as long as my ego is satisfied, as long as I have what I need, and I'll just hoard tomorrow, everything is fine and dandy. So we're leaving that, like, there's just enough, and if I have, that means someone else doesn't have. And so we're moving into that, like, God restoration. And again, when they say God, it's not a separate self, it's not a separate entity, it's where we all join hands, it's where we all receive ever-flowing happiness, ever-flowing loveliness, bliss state, so that when we arrive, we're signaling the entry, we're signaling the door to make love convenient for all. So to excess and multiply. So this is really quite the quantum leap. So the more that we understand, this is what we have been expecting all along. So you could just imagine your higher self, your I Am Presence, your divine self, just there, just like beaming, smiling, like, you know what to do, I'm right here. So, and they keep saying we all join hands. So when they're saying we all join hands, if each of us can just imagine surrendering to light, surrendering to love, surrendering to your higher witness, your Christ self, your I Am Presence, your Buddha state, whatever feels that rings most true to you. But what you're feeling, what you're receiving is your heavenly glow. So your heavenly glow is you're dropping limitations and you're expanding. You're expanding, and it's just the easiest thing in the world because you're transferring your faith to your true reality. So the energies that are, they're saying like tumbling in. So the tumbling in is, it's like, it's coming so fast, it's just somersaulting and it's tumbling in, that are there for our preview, for our entitlement, for our delight. So again, it's allowing that transference of faith. Faith is the belief. What we believe is real, what we believe is true. Because as we will tag along with our new allocation, that's where we experience freedom, because we're no longer in the paradigm of our personal story. So each of us are like still sort of playing with that ego story that we're our personal self and we have a personal history. So that's all well and good in one state of awareness. But as we slip and slide, meaning like here we go, and remember, like, we move in motion, we're energy in motion, we like, I want to say like grab hold of, but it's not a grabbing, like a clinging. It's an acceptance of a new evolved state. So when we receive it, it feels heavenly, but it may feel like a little different, because like, where's the floor plan? Like, how does this work? What are all the details? And that's where that's the faith part that comes in, because it's like when they say walking on water, you're walking on faith. You're walking into a new advanced state where we're learning to follow the energy. We're learning to follow the times. And so the times are, we're following love, we're following intuition, because remember, this is the rising of the divine feminine in alignment with the divine masculine. So it's like leading, solving problems, solving our own problems, solving world problems through that intuitive heart space. So that's what's being signaled, that's what's being broadcast, that's what is like waiting for a moment of faith for that due allowance for our consideration. So when we feel it, it's almost like, oh, it can't be this easy. So, you know, like we want to see everything ahead of time. So as we will allow that new station of loveliness to come alive. So when we say come alive, it's already present. We are stepping in. So you can imagine stepping into a chariot of light. You're stepping into a place where you have a halo, you have a tiara, you have angel wings. So each of us are receiving different symbolic gesturing. So for me, I just have like the Holy Grail cup. And when I'm receiving it, it's I just feel like my Sacred Heart kind of like on the move, on the move. Because again, we're each opening up, we're each awakening to the appointment of love. So love is who we really are. And the who doesn't even make sense when I say that. We are the divine in form. So as you will allow these energies to be broadcast, as you will allow these energies to be influenced, and so the influence, it's almost like influencers. The influence is we're being stirred, we're being influenced. And so we're allowing that to bring forth new identification, new awareness, new evolved state. And so this is where the miracles occur, where normally you would be triggered, you would bring forth the old records, you would bring forth the old files. And so when you're being like shown a helping hand, it's like love is the master. And so in that new state, that all of that old energy where we would, you know, go tumbling down the mountain, it doesn't exist. It's not there. So each of us are being offered a coursework, a guide, a handout, a pathway, an offering of the alignment of love. And so we're learning how to operate in that new state. Again, it's new in terms of our prior conditioning. It's not new at all in terms of our soul. So we're just remembering, it's like, oh yeah, there's my sweater. I recognize my sweater. We're simply returning to what's the most natural state of all. And so as we start receiving it, it just feels wonderful. But it is a little bit like, okay, there is that like kind of that little tiny leap or blip where you kind of cross into the unknown before you really understand it. And so this is where the ego is like, bring forth the control, you know, be very cautious and stuff. So we just want to kind of observe that and just carry forth and just carry through. So they're just showing me like all kinds of symbolic, like disciple figures where, how do I say this? Like when they say this seed as small as a mustard, like faith as small as a mustard seed, just the tiny little bit of willingness to let go and let God, the tiny little bit of I'm going for it, I'm crossing over, I'm ready for a new adventure. And so it's like we're parting ways with the past, because the past we understand, just more of the same. So each of us are stepping up in our grand conclusion. When I say grand conclusion, where they say grand conclusion, they really, really mean that. There's like a grand, there's just all this sacred geometry churning. But that churning has velocity, it has energy, it has power, it has locomotion. So it's carrying us. It's just carrying us, almost like an angel's wings. So allow yourself to be promoted. And again, when we say yourself, it's like yourself in victory, yourself in your higher state, yourself in your I am alignment, in your divine alignment. Allow yourself to be carried. And so we're allowing that frequency to touch every aspect of our existence. So the personal history that still may have been an issue, current situations all across the board. So all of it simply represents your prior belief in heaviness. So when we receive our light, it's like that is being signaled for movement. So everything, because it's all an outpicturing of your consciousness, and everything is receiving your new frequency. It's receiving your new holiness. It's receiving your new opportunity of faith, because you are signaling your readiness. So we really want to understand when these attunements are offered, there is so much that has to do with our acceptance and our willingness. And so they're just sort of like emphasizing that over and over again so that we keep taking a grander leap. So we may have taken a baby step at first, or we're sort of surveying the landscape, like, let me just see about this, you know? So this is where we just go full speed ahead, and it's like, when I say it's now, they say it's now or never. It kind of isn't, in that you're going to have an opportunity again and again and again. But it's sort of like, why not now? Why not now? Why not move out of old conditioning now? Why not open up to the realm of new possibilities now? Why not transfer your faith to the place of miracles as you align with love's essence now? Why not merge with your I Am presence and come into your quickening now? So this is what is being stirred, this is what's being offered, this is what's being established. And so allow that to exercise in good faith. So when I'm receiving it, I'm just receiving every being of light that's gathered here, glowing. So we always think of ourselves in form, but we're really light. So the more that we see that light established, that light asserted, that light agreed upon, this is where we have volume of movement. And so what was totally impossible in the old consciousness, it's like simple, easy, because we are establishing it, we're agreeing with it. And so again, we're learning how to drop that linear format that things take a long time, because again, it's an alignment, it's an agreement, it's a follow through, it's a letting love consume me. Letting love consume me is my ego's no longer in charge, my personal history is no longer in charge, my fear is no longer in charge. I'm activating my light body and faith. So allow that to be justified and allow that to be carried through. So if you have family, friends, political parties, political systems, countries, regions of the earth, ones that need an extra helping hand, just imagine them again. We don't want to see them as needy. We want to see them as resourceful. In other words, you're extending the resources, you're extending the light to all that is heard. In other words, their call is heard. So you may be surprised who shows up. You may have had one particular item or person, people, places, and things in mind, and then suddenly it's like someone from second grade. So trust who appears. Trust who appears. It may be someone you haven't spoken to in 50 years. Trust who appears. Remember, time is simply an illusion. Any being that you have danced with is readily available. No separation. Receive. If you have documents, someone's got like legal documents or whatever, allow that light, allow those documents to be bathed in light. Bathed in light. So it is. All right, you can't even see my pretty face. Well, it does not matter. I'm not physical anyway. Okay, someone was trying to get on.